Life Force podcast. I'm very excited to be with you today. I'm really looking at what does it require to become one of the best meditation podcasts on the planet. So I'm interested and curious if this podcast could be a gift to you today to step into your greater power. So to step into your fierce self. Yeah. So that's what I gotcha. As you step into your own fierce power, as you step into your own brightness, as you step up your gifts, you're going to help everyone on the planet. So as you step up, the whole planet will benefit. So to clear the blockages around shining and showing up, to clear the blockages around not saying your truth, today I'm going to look at the throat chakra for clearing. Now, there's an interesting tie with the second chakra, which is where we have money, creativity, and sexual energy. So I did a podcast recently, a meditation podcast on how to clear your money, creativity, and sex, second chakra podcast. So you can go back and listen to that after this if you so desire. So we're going to look at the throat chakra now and just put your feet firmly on the ground. This should not be listened to while driving. Or if you're driving, don't go into a deep theta state. Okay. I'm going to pretend as though you were listening to this while you're not driving, so you can close your eyes. And just breathe earth energy up through the balls of your feet. Go ahead and sit up straight with your shoulders even and your back. Maybe you stretch your spine up a bit. Open up your chest and breathe into your chest a little bigger. Your shoulders back. Great. And then just have your head be directly over your shoulders. And now take a deep breath. And another one. Okay, and what I'm being shown for you is to place your body in kind of your etheric body, just place it about 18 inches in front of you. Okay? And just kind of get a sense when you're looking at yourself from outside of yourself. So just go ahead and put yourself kind of in front of you. And then just kind of on a 1 to 10, 10 being most expressed, 1 being most contracted and most unable to say my truth and unable to communicate with others. On a 1 to 10, just where are you kind of falling right now? So are you an 8? Are you a 7? Are you expressing yourself with wild abandon? Are you like a 20? Or are you maybe around 5? So just the reason, this is just kind of a baseline to look at where am I in this journey of being able to express myself. Nice. Very good. Excuse me. We're releasing some energy here. Now, go ahead and see a blue color flowing through your throat chakra in a clockwise manner. And just picture this blue healing energy flowing through your throat chakra. And then go ahead and reverse it and see it going counterclockwise. Flow that blue energy. And now, any entities, people without bodies, beings without bodies, This could be great grandparents karmically tied to you or other malevolent entities seeking to destroy you or crush you or silence you or remind you of past bad things that might happen if you express yourself. Any entities, beings without bodies, we're going to ask them to leave now. So any entities, leave now. Go. Any entities around anyone who's listening to this now, if you'd like to have them leave, direct them to leave yourself. Direct the entities around you to leave now. Just say, if you don't have a body, you don't get to play right now. If you desire to hear from entities, you can set office hours where you can let them give you messages, but you don't want to have just random entities influencing you all the time. There you go. Wow. There was some energy on that. Oh my goodness, excuse me. Oh my goodness. Whew. That was really an interesting clearing. See more blue energy flowing through your throat chakra. And now, if you have blockages in this area, which probably most people do, go ahead and look at a root cause situation. So we're not gonna, this is a gentle gaze. So this is not a deep therapy. And if you do need therapy, please see someone who's trained in therapy, because I'm not. I just teach meditation and connect with my own gifts to help others. So I have no medical background. I have no qualifications in that area. So if something comes up that you require more help with, please consult someone who's professionally trained to work on trauma or whatever it is that you need help with. But for now, we're just going to kind of gently gaze back at a root cause this lifetime or another lifetime. So first of all, just see this lifetime or a past lifetime. So I got a past lifetime. So one past lifetime or many past lifetimes? I got many past lifetimes. Okay, interesting. So was I killed for saying my truth in a past lifetime? Yes. Once or many times? Many times. Okay, interesting. This is just what's showing up for me, guys. So you can do it yourself. If you got this lifetime, then let's go through that real quick, because that one doesn't resonate for me, so it's a little bit harder for me to guide you in it. But go ahead and just picture yourself in this lifetime when you were slapped down for saying your truth. Okay? So I found one, and it was actually a boss who was sort of vicious, jealous. Happened more than once, and I learned by experiencing that it would have been better if I said nothing. So anytime you learned it would be better if I just said nothing, anytime you learned that, let's just look at that and say instead it would be better if I express myself to my fullest capacity. Nice. Now let's go back to the past lives. So let's clear all of your past lives that stopped you from expressing your truth joyfully and with wild abandon. Wild abandon. So now just kind of look through 14, 15 lifetimes ago, 30 lifetimes ago. Let's just do a spot check across all our back lifetimes and just release any pain that's in that area. Anytime you were killed for speaking your truth, remind yourself now that this is a new day. Okay. Nice. And just send healing to all those situations where you were not allowed to speak. Maybe it was even like a dinner table as a kid. Okay, go ahead and go through that. Put blue energy through that. Heal energy. Healing, 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 healing. Let's heal all of our collective chakras, our throat chakras specifically. And let's heal all of our collective ability to speak our truth and to be passionate and vibrant in our self-expression. That, yes. Love it. Maybe you'll need to make a podcast now. I do teach podcasting with my other life, so track me down if so. Now just go ahead and look at your capacity now to open up your throat chakra and express your divine truth, but also look at the capacity to close it off and not speak. There. So I'd like you to play with the energy of being in mastery over your throat chakra so that you may speak when you feel like it or when it's divinely guided or when it's going to help your bottom line, as it were, but that you also have the capacity for not speaking when it isn't going to serve the greater good. And so you can be in full awareness of where your throat chakra is on the scale of beautifully open and balanced. Balanced is where it's not overly open. Oh. And you may not even know what that is yet. You may not know what that is yet. If you've been closed down in this area for many centuries, it's really different to clear this. So it's kind of a deep show today. I'm so glad you're listening. Thank you so much. I really am seeking to become one of the best meditation podcasts on the planet. I think that'd be just a kick in the pants. To use an old American phrase, I think it would be the cat's meow. So now just send love to yourself. And if you are listening to this podcast during this time of great disruption on the planet, then I would ask you to give yourself some extra self-care as you go about your day. Eat some garlic or have a lemon. I just put one fresh lemon in water and I drank the whole glass with all the lemon in it. So go ahead and just, with lemon juice in it. And go ahead and just invite yourself to have things in your body and around your body that will heal and give you cause for joy. That's really the best antidote imaginable, is staying healthy and giving your body some nourishment and exercise. So this is Erica on Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. You can get more resources at energyclearingforlife.com. And I'm just really glad you came today. Thank you for listening.